Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Here are our top stories this evening.
In a move to curb power theft by consumers, the government says plans to switch from prepaid meters to smart meters are at an advanced stage.
They've been failing to read ordinary meters, not even prepaid meters. Taking reading has been a big challenge for them. And now they are coming up with these very highly advanced technological issues, which they don't even understand themselves. There's no capacity, there are no engineers, people have left them.
Zimbabweans across the political divide joined hands today to commemorate the passing on 15 years ago of former Vice President Joshua Mqabuko Nyongolo Nkomo.
The day before, the old man had asked me to bring a pastor of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, the late Pastor R.R. Njong, who was very close to him. So when I brought R.R. to the hospital, they embraced and they cried and cried. I also cried.
And some Zimbabwe lawmakers are reportedly stranded in a remote Chinese province after what is believed to be a shopping spree.
In a move to curb power theft by consumers, the government says plans to switch from prepaid meters to smart meters are at an advanced stage, and it will soon be mandatory for all newly built homes to have the smart meters installed. The government's plan is to install 800,000 meters, that is 500,000 prepaid meters and 3,000 smart meters. So far, ZESA has installed 420,000 prepaid meters. However, Binga South legislator Joel Gabuza, who's also a member of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Mines and Energy, tells reporter Standigile Mhlanga the government should first review and rectify the success and failure of the prepaid meters before embarking on an even more complicated project.
This issue of smart meters was discussed at cabinet level during the unit government that week, which was supposed to, in the first place, reduce the cost of reading meters and increase the ZESA revenues, save on electricity, because at least 20 people are going to regulate the consumption of electricity on their bills. Now, we haven't been told whether all these three aspects have been achieved, because not all the 500,000 prepaid meters have been sold. And we're now jumping into a new system which will not even be able to manage.
But the government says it will save about $10 million, which is lost monthly through prepaid meters.
Yeah, but when we talked about putting prepaid meters, it was supposed also to reduce the theft of electricity. Firstly, government must explain to the consumers that we have saved so much. There's no doubt in my mind that certainly there might be some big weebs, and possibly in government, who are finding lucrative tender deals to try and install this smart meter. They are not necessary at this point in time. And what they must be telling us now is how they intend to improve the electricity availability for the consumers. Certainly, we don't have the technology. We'll have to import the technology. And once that technology is there, nobody will be able to maintain it. And they have been failing to read ordinary meters, not even prepaid meters. Taking readings has been a big challenge for ZESA. And now they are coming up with these very highly advanced technological issues, which they don't even understand themselves. There's no capacity. There are no engineers. People have left ZESA.
That was Binga South legislator Joel Gabuza, who is also a member of the Parliamentary Portfolio Committee on Mines and Energy, on the phone from Bingham.